from KQED.
5 years since the housing bubble burst, it's estimated nearly 700,000 Californians are in some stage of delinquency on their mortgage or in foreclosure. Today, state lawmakers in both houses are due to vote on part of what supporters call the Homeowner Bill of Rights, a first-in-the-nation legislative package modeled on the mortgage settlement. Among other things, the bills would restrict dual tracking, where a borrower is foreclosed upon while talking to the bank about loan modification. Paul Leonard of the Center for Responsible Lending's Oakland office is keeping his fingers crossed this morning.
You know, I am cautiously optimistic. We've been working on this for 3 years, and previous efforts have not been successful. So I'm a little reluctant to be too optimistic until the ink from the governor's pen is actually dry.
Now, the Center for Responsible Lending, it's a consumer advocate organization, I think it's fair to say. Are you happy with what's come through this bill? Because, you know, there are plenty of bills that say we love puppies, but what's in the fine print doesn't make everybody happy.
Well, the bill has gone through a long and extensive set of negotiations, which entailed a number of significant compromises. But that said, I think the core protections, restricting dual track, prohibiting robo-signing and filing of false documents, ensuring that borrowers get a single point of contact from their servicers when they're navigating the loan modification process, those core protections remain intact, as does a significant and meaningful enforcement mechanism, which will ensure, number one, that servicers have strong incentives to comply with these new processes, and second, that if they don't, that borrowers will have an opportunity to get those processes corrected or have their day in court.
What's not in the bill that you would have liked to have seen?
Other states and the National Mortgage Settlement adopts more rigorous evidence requirements around chain of title. You know, with loans being originated and then sold and sold into securities, often the process didn't keep a very clean paper trail. And we would have liked to have seen that before a borrower's house was taken away, that the servicer document a clean chain of title to make sure that the servicer is actually the right entity to be bringing the foreclosure.
The other bills that are not being voted about today, what are they and what are their chances?
All of the bills in the Attorney General's Homeowners Bill of Rights package have been advancing through the legislative process. This includes a provision that would extend and tighten blight restrictions on foreclosed properties, ensuring that servicers or owners of the banks are going to maintain those properties. There's a tenant protections bill. There are a couple of other smaller enforcement bills that give the Attorney General additional powers. All of those bills have passed one house of the legislature, so the final passage should be relatively preordained.
The national mortgage settlement deal, Governor, Democratic lawmakers have raided part of the funds that come to California to plug the budget gap.
Right. What
does that mean for Californians who were hoping on that money?
Well, it is very, very unfortunate and disappointing that the governor chose to raid those funds, if for no other reason that it will reduce the amount of modification activity that is likely to occur here in California as a result.
Paul Leonard, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Paul Leonard is with the Oakland office of the Center for Responsible Lending.